Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Yeah, Paul Stewart, a Ward 2 city councilor, in with us today. I know pretty much what we're going to talk about, but we want to get an invitation out, I guess, to some folks who are seeking to participate in city government a little bit more.
Yeah.
Some new faces. So what kind of invitation we got there? Some boards and other things?
Yeah, we've got a few openings on some of our boards and commissions. There's one on the Construction and Fire Code Appeals Board. Mm-hmm. We've got two on the Park Board, one on the Sewer System Improvements Oversight Committee, and one on the Street and Traffic Committee. We've probably got 20 or so different boards, and it's always great to apply for those. We've always got spots coming open, and so it's nice having those on hand and having a good selection of applicants to choose from. We want people that live all over the city to be represented, all different ages. Try to get as diverse a group as we can to kind of mirror the demographics of the city. These boards and committees, they've got a lot of power with, like, picking our GO-BOND projects.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for example, on the Street and Traffic Committee, mm-hmm. It's got seven members, or it's got more than that, but seven voting. I'm on that committee, but I don't get a vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so on this coming election, they picked most of these projects for us to do. And so that's why I would just encourage people to do that. Typically, the terms are about 3 years, and you can be on it two or three times on some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really get invested in what it is you're trying to do and kind of more the long-range type planning.
So you can really be involved and you can really have a critical input, as it were, to how well our city can do.
Absolutely.
Everybody
absolutely
wants to be on a winning team.
Yep, no, and it's great. And all those people are really passionate about whatever committee it is they're on, whether it's
the
cemetery
are
board,
yes,
or
they are.
Like I say, the Street and Traffic Committee, or mm-hmm. the Park Committee, or the Transportation Committee. These are people that really want to get things done, and they can have some influence.
Indeed. In fact, when we talk about the CIP and the GO-BOND coming up here in a little bit, like you said, everyone's input had something to do with how the projects came to be or came mm-hmm. to be proposed. And that's really important. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about becoming, a little bit more involved, how do they go about it? Do they go to the website or for more information? How do they go about knowing more about getting on these boards?
Yes. They can go to the Bartlesville.org, city of Bartlesville.
Yeah, city of Bartlesville.org.
Yep. Want to get that right. Or if you just Google Bartlesville boards and committees,
mm-hmm.
It'll show up. It'll give you a whole list of them. There's an online application you can fill out. You can also go to City Hall and pick up, paper applications and do it that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep them on file, like I say, for 2 years. So if there's any opening in the next couple of years for a board that you're interested in, go ahead and apply, and they may give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply for several of them with one application, but I kind of think it's better to fill out different applications for different boards, because the skills and what you bring to the table for the Park Board is going to be different than what it is for the Street and Traffic Committee or the Sewer Committee.
Uh-huh.
And so that way you can kind of tailor it to what it is that you want to do.
Very good. Now let's talk a little bit about the big election coming up on August 25th. There are a lot of things to consider. Now, when we take a look at the ballot, I think there are like four questions or something like that on this. Can you kind of break down what we're looking at here for the August 25th special election here in Bartlesville?
So there's going to be four for the GO-BONDs.
Okay.
And just so everybody knows, that cannot go for city raises or anything like that. I've seen some people post that online. This has to go towards these projects that were kind of designated by the committee and picked mm-hmm. by the council. So Proposition 1 is the public safety buildings and equipment, and kind of a quick breakdown of that is that's updating our emergency radio station so that, you know, the police on the east side of town can hear the police on the west side of the town and dispatch and things.
Comes in handy.
It's going to be replacing a fire truck from 1975. That's how old it is.
Wow.
And I saw people say, you know, why can't they just repair it? And it's like, well, they've probably been repairing it for the last 25 years, and it's time to update it and get a new one.
You've got like a 40, 50-year-old
right. Yeah, cool there. Some other stuff are like the firehouse software, replacing the roof on the old section of the downtown fire station, mm-hmm. Replacing the roofs at stations 3 and 4, which are the ones out on Madison and down on Price Road. Mm-hmm. They're getting to be that age. The operation server room generator, so if we lose power, you know, we can have that safety equipment still running.
Redundancies, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, boy, you need those these days because, you know, one and you're gone.
Yep.
You don't need that. You need backups. Always need backups.
Right. So, and that's most of it. And so that's not really like frivolous stuff. Those are things that we need to do.
Kind of critical.
The Proposition 2 is the municipal buildings and equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the big ones with that are like the City Hall window replacement, which those are decades old. Some of them leak. They've got some energy inefficiency. So that should save us money in the long run, just kind of with operation cost. Mm-hmm. You know, replacing the library chillers, the City Hall boilers, the skylight in the library. I think it's twice what its life expectancy is. Like, it's gone that long over. So it's due to be replaced.
Yeah.
And then the library roof repair is most of it. So, again, not frivolous things. It's really just taking care of what we've got.
These are kind of nuts and bolts.
Right.
It's kind of like taking care of your own house.
Yeah, right. You just got repairs that you're going to have to do periodically before it gets so dilapidated it just has to be torn down.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You know, you want to keep it in the sweet spot there so we get more use out of our buildings that we've already invested heavily in. That's good maintenance.
Yep. So Prop 3 is going to be streets and bridges, and I could go through a lot of these, it's the majority of the, or if not a majority, yeah, on this one I think it is a majority, of the funds goes to street and bridges, which is, mm-hmm. you know, one of our biggest expenses, and it's one of the things that we hear the most about.
Boy, do you.
and so that's what Proposition 3 is. Proposition 4 is Parks and Recreation.
Uh-huh.
And on that one, a big part of it is that they consider anything within the park boundaries kind of parks. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is like replacing the Johnstone Park, the Ring Road, and the Access Drive. The Sooner Park parking lots and its Ring Road, the Joe Allen Lowe parking lots, the Lion Park mm-hmm. parking lot. And, you know, so to me, that's, I would have put it in streets and bridges, but that's not where it goes because it's actually in a park. And part of that, getting rid of those gravel lots, like, yes, it's going to look nicer and it's going to be easier on your cars, but, you know, for people that have some mobility issues,
mm-hmm.
it's hard pushing a wheelchair on a gravel lot.
I bet it is.
Getting a steady footing, or using a walker, and so it's going to help with that stuff too. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of the park stuff. It's also got like, for example, the one of the basketball courts, and that was one where somebody asked me. They said, "Why don't any of our parks have basketball courts?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. Let me find out." And it was just basically because nobody had ever asked. And
wow, how do you like that?
Right. And and so, you know, again, this wasn't something that I just could say, okay, I want pickleball or I want basketball courts on the go-bomb mm-hmm. or the. And so I had to go to the park board that I'm not a member of mm-hmm. and help present this and get them saying, yes, we think this is a good project. For us to get it put on the bond. Mm-hmm. And so, again, another kind of going back to those people on the committees. Really do have a lot of power with picking kind of what we spend our money on. A couple of the other things, it's mostly parking lots, some bicycle signage. One thing that people had asked me about when I was running a couple of years ago was Civitan, where it's you've got the kids playing, and it's the speed limit next to it's 55 miles an hour, and so it's putting up kind of a berm or a fence to help keep the cars in the street and the kids in the playground. And that's the only place we have in town where those are kind of really that close together.
Yikes. That's not a bad idea. You know, you want to keep fast-moving mm-hmm. traffic away from slow-moving kids.
Yep.
And kids that are interested in having fun, they're not always looking for cars.
Yep. Yeah, yep. So
that's good.
Especially when people have multiple kids, it's easy for one of them to get away from them. And that was one of the things that they brought up.
Raise six. I got an idea.
Yep. And then the fifth proposition is the CIP tax, mm-hmm. And that's just continuation of a current one. Again, none of these are raising taxes; it's just keeping it steady. And again, it's basically kind of like you say, nuts and bolts stuff. You know, replacing vehicles, replacing like the police the body worn cameras,
uh-huh.
Replacing the the police cars. We just do a few of them every year. Replacing our general kind of city fleet of just doing a few of them every year. So it helps fund those things. Again, kind of in the buildings and facilities side of things. You know, again, it's some IT updating things, replacing cooling towers, upgrading city service mm-hmm. or servers and some other IT type things. And then there's some money for the community center to help replace their speaker system. It funds about half of that, and then they'll fund the other half. And those speakers, they're 3 or 4 years older than I am, too, again. So they're just getting to that age where things need to be replaced. Also, again, this one has, you know, $5 million in street projects. And that's, again, the Street and Traffic Committee is who's going to pick which streets are going to get fixed with that $5 million kind of yearly. They do a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
With the Parks and Recreation kind of part of that, there's some, you know, maintenance repair on Pathfinder, some more of the pool parking lots, some stuff at the city pools that just need to be, you know, just general maintenance type stuff. There's mm-hmm. not really anything new that's coming out of this other than the couple things I could think of is the basketball courts, and those are really the one in Oak Park is just replacing that. They had tennis courts and they put up basketball goals on it.
I got it.
And it's fixing that. And then at Sooner, it was looking at replacing the horseshoe pits that nobody really ever uses with a basketball mm-hmm. court. And then the other thing is just enclosing the some of our tennis courts to have pickleball courts.
Gotcha.
And to me, those are more improvements versus, you know, building something new.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be low cost to maintain going forward, too.
Now, there are some people who will say, pickleball? Well, what's that? Now, I heard about this 10 years ago up near Chicago. It was something that folks were migrating from tennis to pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And just to, because... You don't have to move as fast.
Right.
and it's something that apparently is a lot of fun, and it's really caught on.
Mm-hmm.
And if done nicely, we could have, you know, tournaments here like we did with the happy mm-hmm. little thing that we had at the soccer field. It turned out we had a world-class pitch for the
cricket tournament.
The cricket tournament. Yeah. And people are going, wow, where did you get that on? I don't know. Next thing you know, it's the best thing around in five states. Everybody wants to play on
it. Right. Well, that's, I think, the pickleball, too. And it'll be something that the schools can use as well with their tennis. It's going to be high enough that people can do tennis indoors as well.
Oh, okay. So, that'll be nice.
So, and that was something was, okay, spend a little extra money, and you're going to get a lot more use out of it.
There
so
you go.
Went a little bit higher with it to the 40-foot mm-hmm. ceilings instead of the 20-foot ceilings.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a couple of people locally who play, and they swear by it. They say that's keeping them in shape.
Yep.
You know, one of them's a guy who does real estate here in town, mm-hmm. and another one's a fellow I work with here.
Right.
And they just really enjoy that.
Yeah, well, and it's one of those quality of life things where somebody can, you know, live and work downtown and go mm-hmm. down there and play pickleball, where if they were in Owosso or Broken Arrow, it's a 30-minute drive from work, and they've got to schedule a time, and they've got to pay a reservation fee and all of that. And this is going to be one of those things where people can just show up and
have
play.
Fun.
Yeah, and and not have to drive all over town to get there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the election is coming up on the 25th. Is there an early? There's an early election.
There's an early. Yeah. People can vote Thursday and Friday
at
the election board between, I'm going to say, I've got it here. It's between 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. Sorry, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. both days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I've gotten used to voting, is early from working downtown. It's just real easy to just walk over there.
Get her done.
Get it done, yeah. You can get in out super quick. All the workers are super nice and know exactly what they're doing. And it's great. I don't remember the last time I voted at my actual polling place and not and not downtown at the courthouse.
Well, this is something that folks can read up on the Go Bond in the CIP. And once again, I understand this is not a tax increase. It's a tax extension.
It's a tax extension. And the millage here in Bartlesville has been the same. I tried to find out when the last time it went up, and nobody could remember. They said at least 30 years. It's been the same kind of 15 mm-hmm. mills forever. And that's what funds kind of the propositions 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
The CIP, I believe that was put in about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And again,
and
it's
that's sales, right?
That's the sales tax, yeah. And it's just maintaining rates at their current level. So okay. Hopefully that's all we'll keep doing.
All righty. That's the 25th with early voting on Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paul Stewart, thank you very much. Appreciate you being by.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Keep it right here. We got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. And our community connection has been brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.